Oh, yes, honey, I'm fine. Okay, I've been feeling a tiny bit foggy ever since that accident at the museum earlier. I'm sure it's nothing. I mean, I broke an urn and an ominous cloud sprouted from it. What's the worst that could happen? What was that? What foreboding rant in the car? Until I'm satisfied your body is in my possession? Really? I said that? When? In the car on the way home? Are you sure you didn't dream it? Well, it is a bit weird that I can't remember it. And my eyes and mouth glowed an eerie, mysterious color while saying it. Okay, now you're just letting your imagination get the better of you. Probably just stress of the accident at the museum that has our minds playing tricks on us. Now that we're home, I'm sure everything will settle down.
Oh, I wouldn't count on it.
Did you hear that? That wasn't the TV, was it?
There's no point looking around. The only way you'll find me is by looking inward.
I'm glowing again? Oh, thank you, dear. I'm glad you like how I look.
He means literally glowing, airhead.
You can hear it too, right, honey? I don't understand.
Fine. Since neither of you seem like the sharpest tools, I'll put it plainly. I'm like the opposite of a genie in the lamp. Rather than grant three wishes, I demand three wishes. And you, lady, are lucky enough to find yourself bound by that contract. But since you're the first to free me in God knows how many years, I'll give you a discount. Rather than three wishes, I'll only demand that you grant me one. Am I not just the nicest there is? Don't worry, I'm one of the less evil spirits. I'm not going to demand the impossible from you. I'm not even going to ask you to break any laws. Go on, this is the part where you ask me what I want, lady.
And what if we don't, huh? So sorry. How dare you make me slap my husband? Where are your manners?
I must have left them in a different time. Are you starting to get the full picture yet? I can take control of your body whenever I want. I can make you flash your workplace, make you spit in the face of your best friend, you name it. Be particularly petulant, and I'll do something that gets you sent to jail. Oh, I can feel you shrinking. Ready to listen to my request now? Oh, thank you, hubby, for the considerate question. What I want is quite simple. I want to get fucked properly.
That's your wish? I was expecting something more grandiose or horrifying.
You've tried going a few centuries in celibacy without going a little kooky. Anyway, don't get too comfy yet. There are stipulations.
No, it's fine. Right, honey? I'm not particularly fond of the idea of seeing my husband with another woman, but all things considered, it sounds doable, right, honey?
Oh, please, don't make me laugh.
Isn't that precisely what you asked for? To get fucked?
I asked to get fucked properly, dear.
My husband is more than up to the task.
He's really not.
I'll have you know he's quite the stud.
Well, I share the same body as you. I can read what you're thinking, sense what you're feeling, and sift through your memories. In other words, there's no point trying to convince me. I've seen what he's like in the sack. The pathetic little humping routine hubby here offers is not what I consider getting fucked properly. I want a huge cock. I wasn't just a queen in a previous life. I was a size queen.
So what do you suggest then?
You already know, don't you? After all, it was in the back of your mind that I found the answer to our little predicament.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't Don't worry. I've already set things in motion. It was surprisingly easy. All I had to do was scour through Ivy's memories, and I found the perfect candidate. Someone who is sure to measure up, unlike poor hubby here. One text later and voila.
Wait. What? You did not contact him, did you? You bitch. Oh, God! Oh, he's an asshole. He cheated on me and then dumped me over text.
Regrettable. But we both know he's up to the task I require of him.
You didn't seriously text him, did you? Oh, God, he's already on his way. You actually texted my ex.
Well, technically, it was your hands that wrote and sent those texts.
Shut up. This is fine. This is fixable. It was just a prank text from a friend that I let borrow my phone. Yeah, that will straighten things out.
Not so fast. You do want your body back at some point, don't you? Play along and I'll fulfill my end of the bargain. Or are you going to make me set another example? First it was a slap. Who knows what I'll do next, dear old hubby here. What do you say, hubby? Your wife is too nice to be the first one to agree. It's simple. One night with her ex, and the two of you get to live happily ever after. And don't forget, wifey, I'm right in here with you. I can hear all your thoughts and feelings. At the part as much as you want. We both know that this is the guy you think about when you touch yourself. All those nights when hubby finished first and you had to sneak away with your vibrator. It's always him that comes to mind.
That's not true. Don't listen to her, honey. It's all bullshit. It's just the spirit trying to get under our skin.
Oh, admit it or not, the fact remains the same. I'm offering your body back for all of eternity, all in exchange for one simple night. What do you say, hubby? Finally, someone sees reason. Maybe hubby isn't as dim as I thought.
Are you sure, honey? Okay. I guess we can entertain my ex just this once. How do I look, sweetie? Not like sickly or possessed or anything, right?
Making sure you look pretty for the guest of honor, huh?
Just making sure I look presentable, that's all.
Oh, that reminds me. There's one teeny tiny stipulation I forgot to mention. Hubby has to watch.
What? Why? No, I will not force my husband to watch me engaging with another man.
Why? I don't know. Why not? Sounds a bit fucked up. Sounds a bit fun. That's enough reason for me. You will force your husband to watch you engaging with another man. He will see us fucked properly as per our agreement. Don't forget what's at stake here. You should take a page out of Dear Hubby's book. See how quiet he's gotten? Don't hear any protests coming from him, do you? He knows there's nothing to be done. Okay, sounds like we've struck a deal. Now, step off for a bit, wifey. I want to have a chat with the man of the house.
Wait, what are you...
You might think you're the unluckiest guy in the world right about now, but my presence does actually provide you with an opportunity. You see, I've got access to all of your wife's feelings, thoughts, and memories without any of her inhibitions. So, you can ask anything you want without having to worry about her being too nice to tell you the truth. You could ask any question. Want to know her body count? Who her best was, her first? If that innocent little princess of yours has even shoplifted? What? No questions come to mind? No dirty secrets you want to know? Or are you too afraid of the answer? Fine, I'll give you a little rundown. Good news, hubby. Your wife loves you dearly, and I can say that with confidence. I mean, I've got access to all her feelings and memories, after all. The bad news, her affection doesn't exactly extend to the bedroom. She'll swear up and down that your dick is perfectly adequate, but deep down, in the parts of herself that she won't let anyone else see, let's just say she craves another. My turn to ask for honesty. A part of you is happy I demanded that you watch Dragged. Maybe it's curiosity. Maybe it's something more depraved. Quite as ever, huh? That's okay. Keep your secrets. They'll be revealed soon enough anyway. Oh, sounds like our guest has arrived. You can come out again, wifey. The show is starting.
What happened? What did you do to me? Where was I?
The body sharing equivalent of stuffing you in the trunk, I guess. Behave and you'll get to enjoy a front seat with me. Having, be a dear and let our guest of honor in. And just to torment you a little more, I'm going to leave you in control of this awkward introduction. Don't forget, sabotage this at your own peril.
Oh, you better not duck out just as hi! Welcome to our home. It's nice to see you again. It's been so long. Yeah, those texts I sent is what led you here. I know. This is my husband. He'll be in attendance. Just a fair warning, my husband and I like do some role-playing, so if you hear any odd conversations, just ignore that, okay? Sorry, I'm a married woman now. I don't really know where we would even start with. Oh, well, straight to business, like always. Gosh, I can feel my head spinning. I've forgotten how small I feel in your arms. Anyway, let's not stand around in the hall. How about... More. Oh, sorry. I don't know what came over me. How about we show him around the house? What do you say, honey?
Let's start with the master bedroom.
I mean, that's a good place as any, right?
Besides, the bedroom will be where we spend most of the evening.
It's right down the hall here. I totally forgot I haven't changed the sheets or anything. It isn't right to make you mingle in sheets me and my husband have spent the night in. You're fine with it on one condition? What might that be? That we don't change them before my husband and I go to bed either?
Deal. Now come here, stud. I can feel something awakening in your pants. Sure you're not less interested in me now that I'm a boring old housewife. You're even more interested. I tend to agree. Forbidden fruit really does taste the sweetest.
Give me one, darling.
Honey, you know that chair in the corner? The one covered in laundry? Pull it up to the bed and get comfy. This could take a while, and I don't want you to tire yourself out by standing there. Where was I? Oh, right. Give me more, Daddy. It's been so long since I called anyone that. It doesn't seem much use here. Over there in the chair is my hubby, my honey, my sweetie. I'll happily call him all those names. But Daddy, that name is reserved specifically for you. Don't believe me? Sweetie, how many times have I called you daddy in the bedroom? Speak up, honey. That's right, 0 times, because my adorable little hubby isn't my daddy. You are. Order me to call you daddy again, please.
Daddy? You want me to say it like I mean it? You're my daddy? You're my daddy, my only daddy. I love my sweet hubby, but he could never take your place, daddy. You owe me, daddy. If I can't prove it with my words, maybe I can prove it on my knees.
Show me what you're packing, daddy.
I'd forgotten just how big it was.
Oh, Happy, come over here. Come on, Happy, don't be shy. You're not gonna leave our guest all alone like this, are you? Would it look pretty weird if one of you were fully dressed while the other one was naked, wouldn't it? Oh, nervous. Fine, I'll help you out of those pants myself. Oh, there he is, our adorable little friend. Act as bashful as you want, honey. This stiff little guy tells me you're getting more into this than you're letting on. Scoot a little closer, sweetie. Relax, I'm not gonna make the two of you sword fight. Wouldn't be very fair, would it? A broadsword versus a butter knife? I just want them close enough for all of us to get a proper comparison.
They're a little bit different. Don't worry, honey. I can enjoy a nice cold Coke one day and the next day enjoy a warm cup of coffee. It's not either or. Here, honey. Why don't you sit back down and relax for a bit? And you, Daddy, let's see if I still remember how to handle something of this size.
Oh, fuck, I've needed this for so long. I want you to fuck my face, Daddy. Don't hold back. Break me in. Use my throat like your own personal toy.
Oh, fuck. My head is still spinning.
What? Is that all you got, Daddy? A huge cock, but all bark and no bite? I thought I told you to use my throat like your personal toy. Your fleshlight must be in pristine condition if that's all you can muster.
God, that is a fucking spot, Daddy.
Enjoying the show, honey? I was gonna tell you to start tagging it, but I can see you're already way ahead of me. Does seeing this massive cop put your wife in her place get you all hot and bothered? Better get used to it. We're just getting started.
You want me to tell my husband whose cock I want the most? I don't know. No, I don't want you to stop. It's just fine. Baby, honey, sweetie, I love your cute little cock, you know that, but I need his cock right now. I need daddy's fat, giant, perfect cock more than anything, more than your adorable little penis. You hear that, daddy? It's your cock that I need, your cock that I want.
It's funny. All I needed was a taste of this massive cock, and this faithful wife turns into cock-addicted whore. Now, stud, will you please ruin this maid pussy? Reshape it so thoroughly that my adorable little hubby won't even recognize it when you're done with it. Please.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking wet.
These panties are so damn soaked, you might as well tear them off and ruin them. Oh! That was an understatement. Take a good look, hubby. I guess your wife must have been craving this for a long time, huh?
Oh, fuck, daddy. Stop teasing me already. The fat head of your cock rubbing against my clit. It's unbearable. You want me to beg? I need this massive cock so fucking bad, daddy. I need it, I need it, I need it! My gun is fucking trembling for you. Show my husband who owns this pussy.
Oh, fuck yes. Take it slow. Take it slow. I just need some time to adjust before. Oh, God!
Oh, God!
My whole fucking body is tingling.
You need to slow down. No, I'm gonna. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
I'm coming. That heavy.
Oh, breed me, daddy. I don't care that you're not wearing a condom. Fill my pussy full of your fertile seed and leave my hubby to deal with the consequences. Oh, you're gonna make me come again.
You wanna guess how many times hubby has made me come twice? Zero. Showing how a real man breeds his wife.
Come with me, daddy. Use me. Breed me and leave me.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you for that, daddy. Let's don't forget your shirt on the way out.
Same time next week, stud.
Honey, I know I look like a bit of a mess, but come here, please. You're all stiff. I guess you haven't gotten all that much attention tonight.
Oh, please. I caught him taking a few breaks throughout. Was wifey getting her brains fucked out too much for you?
Honey, would you like to reclaim my pussy?
More like try to reclaim it.
Here, I'll slip it in. Just go a little slowly. I'm still sore.
Go a little slowly, as if this little thing could do any damage. Look at him. Hubby is already shaking.
Are you getting close already, honey?
What? feeling your wife's stretched out cunt filled with another man's cum too much for you?
No, 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 don't slow down, honey. After what Daddy just put me through, you being a bit more, efficient is perfect for me.
For once, she actually has a point.
My perfect, sweet, loving, quick shot husband. That's it, honey. Don't hold back. Daddy has already done all the heavy lifting, so just enjoy yourself and don't worry about my pleasure. Daddy already saw to that. Shoot that perfectly premature load for me, sweetie. Oh, there you go. There you go. I love you so much, honey.
Ugh, get a room, you two. I'm not sure if either of you is even awake enough to take in this information, but a deal is a deal. I'll leave you two to clean up this mess and find someone else to torment. Oh, and give Daddy a kiss for me the next time you two invite him over. Toodaloo!